Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. When 23-year-old Jonathan Christ Tompkins takes his seat in the legislature on January 15th, he won't be the youngest person to do so. He won't even be the second youngest. Christ Tompkins will be number three behind John Sackett, who represented Fairbanks beginning in 1967 at 22 years old, and Terry Gardner, who represented Ketchikan beginning in 1973, also only 22 years old, but younger by a couple months than Sackett when he took office. KCAW's Robert Woolsey recently spoke with Gardner, who went on to found Silver Lining Seafoods, about life as a young legislator.
I wondered if you could sort of think back and maybe recall what it was like for you to first go to the Capitol as a legislator. Did it take you seriously as a 22-year-old?
It is a process of, you know, introduction and people getting to know you and getting past, helping people get past any biases towards, oh, how could this young person possibly know what's going on or be an effective legislator? And, you know, so you certainly start with that initial impression as a, you know, wet behind the ears, don't know what you're doing kind of image. And I recall my very first day at the Capitol building when we're all going to, you know, get sworn in. It's the first session. There you are, 10 o'clock in the morning. And I was standing at the entrance to the House chambers actually talking to some people I knew because I had previously been a staff member at the legislature the year before. So I did know some people around, but mostly staff, you know. And a senior legislator came along and was, you know, been around many terms and was going into the chamber and assumed that I, this young person standing there, was one of the pages. And so she handed me this big pile of stuff and said, here, do X, Y, and Z, you know, a typical task that pages would be asked to do. And so I just said, okay. And, you know, I didn't really want to pop her bubble. It would have been just kind of embarrassing with all the other Page and Sergeant Arnn standing there. And they were all, like, kind of laughing behind their hands at the whole thing. And so then I gave it to one of the pages, and a little bit later I went in and sat down in my seat. And then the same legislator said, hey, you know, and she was being very nice that, well, pages aren't supposed to sit in legislator's chair. And then I was forced to break the news to her that I was a legislator. But I think it's a matter of just demonstrating that, you know, you are serious, that you're willing to do your homework, that you're willing to listen to the senior members and learn from them, which you definitely need to do. That's how you learn. You can't learn it all by, you know, reading the rule books. You do have to learn from the personal politics and get to know people, and that all takes time.
Was that new information for you? I mean, you had worked in the legislature. I know that you probably understood that there are alliances and sort of eddies and currents of agreements inside the legislature that the public never really hears about. So did you know right away that you just can't really go it alone?
Yeah, I think I understood that from observing and working around, but still, you know, it is like an investment of time, right? You can't short-circuit the process of building relations with people, getting to know each of the legislators one-on-one, you know, networking with legislators that have districts like yours, or that have interest. If you're interested in education, then you know, have to build relationships and alliances with the legislators that are also interested in that topic area. I think the other thing that you have to devote time in is working with the executive branch, because that's a very important part. It's not just about the legislature introducing bills, passing laws, passing the budget. I mean, the executive branch administers, and that can affect your constituents and your districts dramatically.
How did it go for you? I know that you were in the majority, you were a Democrat, and you had sort of a different kind of political climate than Jonathan Christ Tompkins will be facing when he goes to Juneau in January.
About as low on the totem as you can be. But I think, you know, know, a wonderful thing about Alaska compared to other places is the system's pretty open, and in general, people respect people doing their homework, working hard, and being serious and being knowledgeable, and that in the end, people sort of forget you're young or you're a freshman or you're from this district or that, and end up, you know, respecting and working with you because you make an effort and you do your job.
Did you find working with lobbyists to be challenging, intimidating, a pleasure, a routine in the world of the legislature?
Well, I think the key is figuring out that it's, you know, that lobbyists are a real mixed bag, and that, that on the positive side, you need to identify those lobbyists who can actually help you as a legislator, because there are lobbyists who are subject matter experts who can really get you the information you want, who are professional and respond to that. You know, you come in and there's always two, three, four sides to an issue. And as a legislator, you know, can be confusing, people bashing on you from different sides. But, you know, you need to work and understand, well, who are the lobbyists that I can trust, who will get me the information I need, and, you know, not putting a spin on it. And I think that, you know, maybe a minority of lobbyists, but that's an important thing to figure out because it can be a real positive tool for a legislator on that basis. Because as a legislator, you don't have a huge staff, but you have an endless workload. You have all these constituents and groups and communities that need stuff, and you need help.
I thought I read that you also didn't quite finish college. You found yourself in the legislature before you had finished college. Is that true?
Like, you know, a lot of young college students, you know, you have to pick your major, and eventually I decided to major in political science and history. But, you know, a real influential moment for me was I did an intern program at the Washington State Legislature. I was going to college in Bellingham, Washington. And so I was an intern for the full legislative session and worked for a representative, and it was a very educational experience. You know, in a whole different type of political science study, you know, to really see government at work, lawmakers at work. And that prompted me to then the next legislative session to get a job in Juneau, my home state, because I was like, well, this is great, but Alaska is my home. And I had a very wonderful experience working as a staff for Representative Mike Miller of Juneau, who was a committee chairman, and he was a great mentor for me and allowed me to do a lot, which as a staff member allowed me to learn a lot about government and politics. And so then it turned out to be 1972, and that was a time period when a lot of, you know, anti-war protests were going on. But there was also a cry in the country by people to say, and a message to young people, well, you young people quit riding in the streets and get involved in the system. And so there was a lot of young people that were getting involved in the political parties and the political process, and there was an effort to recruit young people to run, and it just turned out there I was running. And at the time I thought, well, this would be a great senior thesis when I get back to college next fall. I'm going to have something better than anybody to write my political science thesis on how I ran for the legislature, except that I won the primary, and then the next thing you know, I won the general.
Did your professors give you a good grade for that?
No, they didn't.
Did you ever manage to finish your program?
No, you know, the next 10 years, I was reelected for five terms, and so and then by that time, I'd started a company, Silver Lining Seafood, so I never really got around it. You know, and I would say that my time in the legislature, it was the best college education that one could ever hope for, because you are exposed to so many issues, you have to learn about so many issues, and there's all these experts there at your fingertips, willing to give you information and opinions, and you hear both sides of an issue. You know, no one could ever have a more educational time than to be a member of the legislature.
That's former State Representative Terry Gardner, the youngest person to ever serve in the Alaska legislature. Gardner now lives in Seattle, where he serves on the board of the Small Business Majority.